Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This Pride Month, Risk has stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. Go get the Risk podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980, where you don't hear the intro music. You only hear that if you listen to the radio or the Odyssey app. How do we feel about Lil Wayne right now, Anthony?
Did you listen to his album?
No, I heard it was awful.
Yeah, that might have been one of the worst projects he's ever put. It's not even one of. That is the worst he's put out.
Drugs are bad, kids. They have long-term repercussions. It seems that perhaps Wayne's lyrical abilities got washed away in purple drink.
Yeah, it was bad. I texted my friends one of his lyrics, and I was like, no, he didn't really just say this.
Yeah.
He didn't really just say that.
Yeah, it's peak Wayne, like Carter III, Lil Wayne. Carter III is one of the best albums of the last 30 years, 40 years, ever. That album is a masterpiece. Just the lyrics, the variety, the music, like all of it. And the Carter VI is not, from what I have been told, slash
not
everything
good
that I've seen. So there's that. That's not what we're going to talk about today. What we are going to talk about today here on the Hoffman Show is the latest from Commanders Camp. And you probably saw a pretty scary headline earlier today that Noah Brown was carted off the field at camp. And this is the kind of thing you just dread. I mean, I'll never forget when Reuben Foster went down all those years ago on one of the first days. I think it was like the first play of 11-on-11 in the spring. It was, you know, just brutal, even though, you know, Foster had an odd history, to say the least, a pretty rough history in how he wound up here. But you still just, you see a guy go down and it's just, it's brutal. And so you hear like Noah Brown carted off. How bad is it? Well, Ben Standig was on Grant Danny a little bit earlier, and I think this is actually encouraging to hear, because it sounds like it's not like he clearly broke his leg and was getting carted off because of that. I'll set it up that way.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's hard to know exactly what happened, but basically he made a catch over the middle. It was like a sort of a low throw, and he went down to the ground, secured it, no big deal. But you could tell in the way he hit that something happened. You know, to what degree, who knows? He stays down for an extra 2, 3, 4 seconds. The training staff comes out. He does eventually get up and slowly walks off the field. But then they decide to cart him over to the building. And, you know, like I said, it's hard to tell exactly what stood out a little bit was when he gets to the building with the cart, kind of rolls over, sort of like a little bump out there. And at that moment, he kind of yelled, let out a scream. We were all sort of standing right there. And we don't know if it's a scream out of frustration, a scream out of the bump did something to him. I can't say for sure. But yeah, the whole thing was, you know, jarring. You know, you've seen this before. Some guys, it seems like a disaster, and then it turns out.
Turns out it's not that bad. So we're going to have to see what this deal is with Noah Brown. This is a guy that, you know, especially because it sounds like, oh, he hit, like is something wrong internally. That thought comes to mind because of what happened to him last year and the significant scary injury that caused him to miss the back half of the season. And so that is obviously a bit of a scare. Like what, how bad is this? Is this something that by the time they get back on the practice field tomorrow, he's joining them for what's going to be a pretty light practice? Or is he not on the field until July when they go for training camp? Or is he going to start the season on PUP and we're not going to see him until October or November? Like, we don't know at this point. And so what I play that and say all that to say, let's not have a collective freak out yet, because you hear guy carted off and your, I think, next thought is, oh, season's over. That said, with Terry McLaurin not in camp with the contract and Debo being kind of a specialty type of player, and Michael Gallup has also missed the last couple of days with a hamstring issue, which he had plenty of when he was in Dallas, and we have no idea what Gallup is as a player. It's a reminder that this receiver room, like, it's not even that this receiver room is super thin and it gets real thin real fast. It's that this is the nature of the NFL. Like, there's no team in the league that can lose three or four guys at one position and be like, yeah, we're still killing it. Maybe if it's a D line, you have some options. If it's an offensive line and, you know, you got some quality depth, yeah, the drop off is less noticeable. But at a position like receiver, you don't get to have four number two receivers on your roster. Nevertheless, multiple number ones. So obviously, Terry, we expect to be here. But all of a sudden, it's like, wait, who's lining up outside? Are they lining Luke up out there? And then you get into some interesting names of some guys who have actually played pretty well in the last couple weeks.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This Pride Month, Risk has stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. Go get the Risk podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, one guy that you might not even know is on the team is Chris Moore. Chris Moore is 6'1", 200. He's 31 years old in his ninth year out of, or entering his 10th year. He's got 9 years experience out of Cincinnati. And he should be killing the undrafted free agents and late depth chart guys. If you've made it, if you're good enough to be 10 years into your career, like I would hope that you have some good numbers. I mean, this is a guy who in his career total has 138 catches for 1,700 yards. His best year was 2022 with Houston, where he had 48 catches. Previous to that, his high was 21. He then followed it up with a 22 catch season in Houston in 2022. And then 2022 was the 48 catch season. 2023 had a 22 catch season, both those around 500 yards. And then he played last year on and off for Arizona. Long story short, like, he's an NFL player. Noah Brown's better. I hope that, you know, I think in an ideal world for Adam Peters, all due respect to Chris Moore, Chris Moore's probably not making the roster or is a veteran on the practice squad. So it's just a reminder of how fragile all of this is. Every team is one injury, one holdout, one whatever away from looking very, very different. And while Dan Quinn is going to do what he does and focus on the guys that are there, it is, I think, you know, there's a version of this season that plays out ultimate positive. Michael Gallup is healthy and he's back and he looks like the early 2020s Michael Gallup, a dude that was going to get massively paid before he had the ACL injury. And, you know, the year off, his speed is still there. He looks fresh and he's killing it opposite of Terry. Terry's happy with whatever happens with the contract. And Noah Brown is this big physical presence who's drawing PIs, blocking people, coming up with tough contested catches. Luke carves out a role. Debo's doing Debo stuff. And, like, this offense has weapons everywhere. There's also a version where Luke doesn't take a step. Debo's lost a step. Noah Brown and Michael Gallup are hurt. And Terry has some kind of downturn after not being there for the offseason. And that's going to put a lot on Jaden Daniels. And I tend to think we're a lot more towards the former than the latter. And I also think that Jaden Daniels is up for a lot. So we're gonna find out. But I think the point I think is most important here that I want to land on is, while Jaden was amazing last year, and I have full faith in him to continue to be amazing, part of what allowed him to be his best was they did not put as much on him as you can a quarterback, right? That's not to say that he's not capable of handling more and didn't get more capable as the season went. I am not trying to take anything away from Jaden Daniels. I am just acknowledging that he was a rookie who was treated like that, and that allowed, by surrounding him with talent and insulating him schematically, allowed him to show us the full brunt of his powers. And eventually, you can't make that happen because you have to pay him, and you're going to have to say, hey, man, we've gone from giving you a bunch of cushion to now you got to operate without that because we can't afford it anymore. But while you can afford it, you should. And that's part of the reason why I think this Terry thing needs to get done, and why, you know, the precariousness of the receiver position from an injury standpoint is on some small level a concern for me entering 2025. The more I think about it and the more we see the reality of Noah Brown has had an injury history. Michael Gallup obviously has an injury history, and how quickly that depth dissipates in the receiver room. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980. You can drop us a comment there. In the chat, you can also give us a call at 301-230-0980 if you'd like to discuss that. The other big thing that happened today was Marshawn Lattimore spoke for the first time. Some interesting stuff from him. We'll talk more about Commanders minicamp before Kiki Iriafin joins us, the WNBA Rookie of the Month, at 4:30 here on The Hoffman Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. This Pride Month, Risk will be featuring the stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. Go get Risk on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.